It's time for the Mount Vernon Wildcat Coaches Show on 106.7 WMBI and MountVernonRadio.com. Wildcats football is brought to you by the Posey County Co-op, United Fidelity Bank, Auto Car Trader, Crane Credit Union, Expressway Chevrolet, Bud's Hardware, the Mount Vernon M Club, Expressway Jeep, T. Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty, Russell's Excavating, Keitel Eye Care, GAF, and Tequila's.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Mount Vernon High School Football Coaches Show. I'm Alan Buck. You're listening to 106.7 WMVI and PoseyCountyRadio.com. Here with Justin Fisher in the coach's office. Due to the holiday, we've changed things around a little bit. But we're going to talk to a couple players here shortly. But for right now, Coach, I would say, this is something you don't like, but I say it was a perfect outing Friday night because you established control early, you took care of business, you don't want to lose to a team, particularly not a team that you're better than, but you also had enough errors, you got stuff to work on, and you don't want to have a perfect game second week out. So that's why I say it was a perfect outing, because you do have some room to work. But great job establishing the control in the very beginning. It was never in doubt. I mean, once you guys got your offense rolling, which was, you know, as soon as you got the ball.
Yeah, I felt like we controlled the game basically the opening kickoff. We kicked off, got a stop, and then our offense took the ball right down the field and scored. I think the first thing I want to point out is I think the kids were fired up, ready to play. We talked all week about having a little extra motivation for Grant Lippe, and so we've talked about that already, but I think the kids played the extra fire because that was something that definitely motivated us last week with the teammate being down. And so, I felt like we controlled the game from the onset. And I didn't know if I would – I don't think any of us expected us to control the game maybe like that. But we pretty well dominated the game. And then the last score came with, you know, we brought in the backup center and it was a snap over the head and they got a safety. And then they scored the last touchdown on our second string kid. So, yeah, we were very pleased with the win. But as you mentioned, there were some things that we had a couple breakdowns, had a hard time getting off the field on third and fourth and long on defense.
Yeah, but I tell you that from the beginning, in my opinion, I thought it was the big uglies. They controlled it. They ran the Ryder could have had a lawn chair back there. He didn't have to. You know, he had plenty of time to do whatever he was in the mood to do. And then the one time I took time to read everybody's name, all the offensive linemen, they held on that play. So I guess that's my contribution to the game. But the one time I highlighted them, and that's what happened. But, no, I thought they were masterful. I know Boonville lost a lot of quality seniors last year. I was told they had a good, strong line this year. But, you guys took care of them.
Well, we felt like coming into the season, one of our strong points would be an offensive line. We have a lot of experienced kids up there. And then, maybe Boonville wasn't quite as good as on defense as we thought they would be. I know they had a kid out, but, you know, so did we. But our offensive line did a really nice job all night. We were breaking off chunks of runs, you know, it seems like 6, 8, 10, 15-yard runs all night. And then when he can do that, it really makes everything else a lot easier. So we definitely controlled the line of scrimmage. And I will say on the opposite end of it, too, on the defensive line, I was pleasantly pleased with that, too. I felt like we controlled the line of scrimmage up front on the defensive line, too. Mm-hmm. So we were able to control the running game on both ends of it, offensively and defensively.
Yeah, very unofficially, but according to my statistics, Hall and Krieger each averaged 6.5 yards per carry in rough figures.
Yeah, that probably sounds about right. I think Krieger on the night was 18 carries for 127 yards and the touchdown. Then Easton had 7 carries for, I think, close to 50 yards.
Okay. I had 45. Yeah, I had that exact Krieger. So, yeah, you guys.
And then Ryder had a couple of rushing touchdowns. And then you look at what else offensively. Nash did what he kind of always does. He had 8 catches for 156 yards, 2 touchdowns, including 1 circus catch in the end zone to put us up 28-7 before half. Brady Schickel got us on the scoreboard early with a reception. He had 4 for 70, including the opening touchdown of the night. Then Logan Clowers had a couple of nice catches and runs, 4 for 63. And Ryder was pretty efficient, pretty smart with the ball, 7 for 23, close to 300 yards, and 3 touchdowns. And like you said, the offensive line did a really good job. And then Mason Higginson was 6 for 6 on PATs, too. So pretty good night offensively. I think we only had to punt one time.
Yeah, absolutely. It was just a great night offensively. And defensively, it looks like they're just each week there are new people stepping up, new people you call their name more and more often. The first week it was Ryan Lilliston, which was fine, and then Friday night I noticed Calum Harris, who happened to be sitting here, but he made a number of tackles and stuck his nose in the middle of places.
Yeah, a couple guys. I mean, if you look at the stat book, Ryan Lilliston had 14 tackles. That's counting solos and assists. Shane Henderson had 11. Easton Hall finished with 6. I thought Shane put some pressure on the quarterback at times, which is helpful. As you already mentioned, Calum, I think, did a nice job. Plays a lot of energy, played very hard, and was able to make it some plays at the line of scrimmage for us. I thought Jaden Ray, you know, Jaden's a senior, mm-hmm. plays defensive line. You know, Jaden sometimes is a kid who's pretty mild-mannered, but he showed some emotion on Friday night, and we felt like that was a good thing. And so, yeah, there was a lot of guys. We were able to get enough pressure on him from the defensive end. I'm sorry, from the defensive standpoint. You know, Schickel got a sack in there with Trevin Bell. So we were able to get enough. And like I said, Krieger got some pressure on him, and then did a pretty good job in coverage. We had a few breakdowns there. Number 89. For them, they're tied in. He's going to Northern Illinois on a football scholarship. Really good player. And their quarterback is a junior, has a lot of upside, too. So those two kids are good players, and sometimes they just made a couple plays that were really good.
Well, Kleiner's a beast. Yep. And just, you know, we've talked before about matchups. Sometimes somebody's strength is somebody else's weakness. You got really good defensive backs, but you don't have any of them that are 6'5". And that 245 that he carries is very well distributed, and also I've thought they should have maybe used him a little bit more often. But and the other thing, McCain put the ball up on his helmet whenever he threw to him. I thought that was very smart because, you know, we're gonna have a tough time with those.
Yeah, there was a couple times that we did not play very good defense. They made us pay, and there was a couple times that we did, and they made us pay anyway. So McCain kid has a lot of upside. He didn't play last year. He's one of the best athletes in the school. Like I said, the Kleiner kid's going on to Division I scholarship for football. There's a reason why.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they gave us some trouble, but we were able to control it and manage it and limit it. And so, you know, I can't complain really about overall defensively. There's a couple things we have to shore up, but I thought by and large it was a pretty solid performance.
You talked about the defensive line doing a good job. I had Grant Davis for 11 carries for 60 yards. Two of those carries went for 48.
Right.
The other nine were for 12.
Well, probably one of those.
That's pretty strong.
Yeah, one of those was into the half.
End of the half. That's so meaningless 24 yards.
Yeah, we had everybody backed up. So, yeah, he's a good athlete. If he gets an open space, he's dangerous. So
you didn't let him have open spaces.
Yeah, I was really pleased with our defensive line and the way we controlled the line of scrimmage. And, yeah, that just kind of set the tone for the game. And as you already mentioned, we were able to kind of do so on both sides of the football there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's – I know it's cliche, but it's all the big uglies. The pretty boys get the headlines, but the big uglies do the dirty work. They're the ones that take care of business.
I would say one thing that stood out to me, too, I just thought we were the more physical team by far across the board everywhere. So that was good to see that. Yeah, I think that's what happens when you have some kids that are seniors and 18-year-old kids on the field. That never hurts.
That's right. You got two running backs that just have nasty attitude when they've got the ball in their hand.
They do, and you got to love that.
Absolutely, you do. Well, let's take our first break here for the night, and then we'll talk about some players, and you're going to talk about them when we come back and
sure.
introduce them to that.
Yep.
You're listening to 106.7 WMVI.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Hello, sports fans. I'm Mark Isaac, United Fidelity Bank Executive Vice President. At United Fidelity Bank, our in-person friendly service provides peace of mind and worry-free banking. We offer personal and business checking and savings accounts with no hoops and no hassles, ideal certificate of deposit rates, and our easy-to-use online banking platform allows you to bank anytime, anywhere. Our free mobile app provides you access to the accounts on the go, and you can skip the trip to the bank with mobile deposit. Plus, we are proud to offer you access to over 93,000 surcharge-free ATM locations nationwide. Now, that's a reason to come see the difference at United Fidelity Bank.
When you want to make your next vehicle purchase of a used car easy, come by Auto Car Trader in Mount Vernon. At Auto Car Trader, you can expect fair prices, superior service, and a satisfying experience. Go online and check our inventory out at actpreowned.com. Then stop by 312 College Avenue and see your next vehicle in person. Down payments start as low as $500 on qualified vehicles or zero down if you have a trade. Financing is available for all credit situations. Come by Auto Car Trader today at 312 College Avenue in Mount Vernon and see the difference.
For over 40 years, the Mount Vernon Club has provided support necessary for the success of Mount Vernon student athletes. Since 1971, over $250,000 has been donated to athletic programs, assisting in weight room equipment, uniforms, and granting college scholarships. The M Club sells individual bricks for Wildcat Plaza, which are great purchases for alums and class reunions. Bricks are just $35. To make a purchase, contact M Club President Scott Mitchell at 812-550-0153.
This week at Bud's Hardware, get a 50-pound bag of Kentucky 31 Fescue grass seed for $69.99 a bag. Bales of straw for $5 a piece. And everything you need to prepare your yard for next year. Get it at Bud's Hardware. Open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until 5. Celebrating 151 years serving Mount Vernon. Bud's Hardware on Main Street. For over 40 years, Russell's Excavating has proudly served the community. Specializing in commercial and industrial services, Russell's offers site preparation for new construction projects, demolition and industrial maintenance services, and all services are rendered with an emphasis on safety first and customer satisfaction. A proud supporter of Wildcats football is family-owned Russell's Excavating at 6800 Littered Road South in Mount Vernon. Call 812-838-2471 for Russell's Excavating.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the Mount Vernon Football Coaches Show. I'm Alan Buck. You're listening to 106.7 WMVI on PosicountyRadio.com. We're here with Coach Justin Fisher in the coach's office, and he's got a couple players here we're going to be talking to, and he's going to introduce them and tell us a little bit about it. A
couple more seniors today with us. We got Bryce Bourne, who plays offensive tackle and then plays backup defensive end for us as well. Bryce's season was cut short. His sophomore year, he started for us after the sixth game of the season at Boonville, and then last year he had a shoulder injury, so he didn't get to play last year. But I think he kind of made up his mind somewhere around the spring that he wanted to have a senior football season and a successful one. So he's worked very hard since last spring and has been a bright spot for us on the offensive line, moves very well, and is physically a strong kid for us and does a nice job on the offensive line. So I'm just happy for him that he's had to battle through a lot of injuries and he's having a successful senior season, and hope that he continue to stay healthy, enjoy his last go around here. And Caleb Harris is also the other senior with us this afternoon, and he plays multiple defensive positions for us and special teams, plays a little linebacker, plays a little defensive line for us. Caleb was hurt last year against North Pose in the JV game, hurt his shoulder, missed the entire season. So probably one of the hardest workers on the team, one of the best leaders, vocally is a good leader, probably sets one of the best examples on the team just by his actions, the way he conducts himself and the way he carries himself. So he's played a pivotal role, and he's been instrumental in our success so far in helping us be able to do multiple things, special teams, play linebacker, play defensive line. So both these guys are staying healthy so far. We hope they do the rest of the way. And both of them have key roles in what it is that we're trying to accomplish this year.
Well, let's talk to Bryce first.
Yes.
Bryce, you're listed here at 6'1", 235, really well-built and all, but you are the lightest offensive lineman. But
yeah.
Hey, glad to have you back, though. I really missed you last year from up in the booth. We're going, where the heck did he go? So I'm glad you're back, doing a heck of a good job for 2 weeks. Y'all have controlled the line of scrimmage rather handily. Going to be a little bit of a different task this Friday. Have you gone over Gibson Southern films?
Yes, we have, and we've been talking about a game plan up front to set the tone and give our Ryder and our running backs a good chance of scoring some more touchdowns for us.
Okay. Does Timmy call the blocking assignments at the line of scrimmage?
We all communicate and make sure everybody knows what's going on. And if we're somebody seeing something that somebody else doesn't see, it's good that we can call it out because we all know what's going on.
that comes with a few birthdays. You got seniors out there. That's terrific. Yeah, that's one of the things I've learned when I watch game. I have a son who used to be a lineman. Another one, I tell him he really wasn't a football player. He was just a quarterback. But as soon as an offensive lineman moves, they'll tell me, that guy's toast because his first step was the wrong one. You guys haven't made too many wrong steps this year. Is that something your coaches drill into you, the footwork?
Absolutely. That's a number one thing we go over every day. Make sure that's what starts everything.
It really does. And never having played the line, I didn't understand that till my son started pointing it out to me. And it is all about position, leverage. You're getting your weight and everything in the right direction, and all starts with your feet.
Absolutely. It's definitely a big part that many people overlook is how critical every little thing is that we do, from our steps to how low we're playing to where, like, how far we're going upfield, hitting certain blocks, linebackers, double teams, everything's it's really crucial.
Absolutely is. Do you ever know that you got your guy whipped and go back in the huddle and say, Ryder, hey, run behind me. I got this guy. Is that allowed?
We do definitely say that. We know that we can handle it, but it's not really up to us. But we still know that we got a lot of confidence with us.
Is that something we shouldn't say here in front of the coach?
Yeah, it's whatever.
No, that's great when you do have – you got seniors out there, good leadership, good confidence, and something that in my opinion, you got to really enjoy blocking for these backs because they don't dance in the hole. They get through the hole and make the defense pay.
Absolutely, yeah. If you don't do your job and get out of the way, they're going to hit you first.
Yeah. And the other thing, if you throw the perfect block and the running back gets there and he's dancing trying to figure something out, that's got to be frustrating for you because it's all based on timing. And they've got to get through the hole and take off and leave you behind.
Yeah, we're hoping that with how well we've been blocking the last couple of games in this summer, we're hoping that even if they do that, we'll still have them covered. They still have a big gap.
Okay, well, hey, good luck Friday night. This is going to be a big one and a fun one. The other thing, you having fun? I mean,
absolutely.
You just finished practice, but you're still smiling.
Absolutely. It's a blast.
Okay, good. Well, enjoy that. Hand that over to Calum Harris. A little bit different. Calum, they list at 5'9", 170, but again, well-muscled. You've hit the weight room in the off season, and your shoulders, no sign of the injury or anything?
Nope, haven't had any problems with it.
Fantastic. We had a terrific game the other night, and I don't know if I said it out loud on the air because sometimes stuff just jumps out, but I was thinking, who the heck is this? Where'd he come from? You were out last year, so we didn't see anything of you, and it's great to have you out there. Coach says you play a number of – you're kind of, as in baseball, a utility man.
Mm-hmm.
They put you wherever they need you, and just tackle the man with the ball, huh?
Yeah, and in my past years, I've been playing since eighth grade, and I feel like every year I've got a new position, so I'm experienced everywhere, and they can put me wherever they want, and I'm ready.
That is a huge asset because, as everybody knows in the game of football – any single play, somebody can go down with an injury. And I hope I don't jinx anything by saying that, but it can happen. Well, somebody like you, you might go to an unfamiliar position, but it's something at least you've been exposed to.
Yeah. And I've been playing D-line most of this year, and I feel like I've improved a lot since last year because that's what I played last year. And it's so much fun being out there with all the guys.
Are you replacing Lippy and his position at the defensive line, or were you there?
Kind of. Week one, we were both out there because we had five front, and then after that, yeah, I basically replaced him.
Okay, so you got to be the little quick guy that gets in the backfield and cause havoc.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, good. That's a very valuable tool. The you're giving up, you more make up for it with your quickness, and if you can get in there and cause some havoc, and just if a team can't get their play off the ground, it's gravy for the rest of the defense, whether you make the tackle or not.
Yeah, and that's been one of my main jobs is just making sure that the linebackers can get in there and make a play, get eating up blocks, eating up double teams, everything, just making sure that they can get in there.
Fantastic. Is there anything you want to say going into Friday's game with Gibson Southern, anything on your mind?
Yeah. I mean, we've played a great 2 weeks here, but Gibson Southern – is a different kind of ball, and we've lost to them every year. And I think this year is definitely our best team we've had in a while, and we're ready. And I told all the guys last Friday night after the game, it's like, we got to lock in this week because this is a chance to finally prove to everybody else. We know we're good enough, but we have to prove that we can play some ball here.
Sounds like a pretty good attitude going forward on Friday night. Just wish you hadn't said that over the air because, you know, Gibson Southern probably listening here tonight.
Well, we're ready for
that. No, that's terrific. I love hearing that. And, again, coming out of the senior's mouth, that's fantastic. Well, we should go ahead and take our second break. And appreciate you guys. Very nice to meet you and very nice talking with you all. You're listening to 106.7 WMVI.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With three locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expressway chevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Whether you were on the field playing or sitting in the stands, clear vision is important for a successful Friday night experience. Dr. Darren Keitel, with almost 30 years of work in optometry, is dedicated to giving your eyes the care they need. Keitel Eye Care is located at 1900 West 4th Street in Mount Vernon. Open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. Call Keitel Eye Care at 812-838-5526. Dr. Darren Keitel wishes head coach Justin Fisher and the Mount Vernon football team the best of luck this season.
Are you ready to make your real estate dreams a reality? Then give us a call today at Team Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty. Our community and market knowledge and effective negotiation skills are what you need, whether you are buying that dream home or selling your existing property. Team Milam has been the number one realtor and team in Posey County for the last 15 years. See our listings online at teammilam.com or call 812-453-1068 to discuss your needs. Team Milam Real Estate, going that extra mile.
GAF of Mount Vernon, North America's premier roofing and waterproofing manufacturer, proudly supports Posey County football with the mission to protect what matters most. GAF builds unmatched strength, safety, and innovation, qualities that inspire champions on and off the field. GAF is honored to stand alongside our community and cheer on the Wildcats and Vikings players as they leave it all on the field this season. Here's to a safe, successful, and unforgettable season with pride and support from your friends at GAF.
A proud supporter of Wildcats football is Tequila's Mexican Restaurant in Mount Vernon. Check out their delicious lunch, dinner, and drink specials. Dine-in, carry-out, and delivery available. Find their menu and order online at tequilasmexicanrestaurant.com. Satisfy your craving for great Mexican cuisine at Tequila's Mexican Restaurant. Open Monday through Sunday from 11 until 9 at 408 Plaza Drive in the Southwind Plaza in Mount Vernon.
At Expressway Jeep, we're more than a dealership. We're your trusted Jeep service experts. Whether it's maintenance, repairs, or upgrades, our certified technicians know your Jeep inside and out. Convenient scheduling, expert care, and fast service keep your Jeep running like new. Expressway Jeep wants to be the go-to for Jeep service in Southern Indiana. Call 812-831-3333 or book online at expressway jeep.com. Just a short drive away from you, Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Mount Vernon Football Coaches Show. I'm Alan Buck, sitting here with Coach Justin Fisher in the coach's office, and you're listening to 106.7 WMVI, PoseyCountyRadio.com. We are looking at a date with Gibson Southern here at home on Friday night, game time 7 o'clock. And, you know, as we always say, folks, bring your noisy neighbors. Let's come out and make it an inhospitable attitude for Gibson Southern.
The idea, yeah.
We hope your linemen will do the same thing for the players. any new special wrinkles for this week, or just focus on doing what you do and doing it better?
Well, I think you always have to be focused on, you know, yourself. But, I mean, it's pretty typical what you'd expect and what people have come to expect of Gibson Southern. They're one of the premier programs in the state of Indiana.
And Southern Illinois.
Alan, I'm not even going to touch that one. All I can tell you is that what I see on film and what I've seen on film each year is a really good football team that has a very well coached, and you know, they have a lot of success in general in their community across the board in all sports. So
they're very disciplined.
I'm just going to say I'm not going to share that same sentiment that you expressed. They have a lot of success across the board in a lot of different sports, and so the Gibson Southern football team that you will see this Friday is pretty much what you've come to expect, which is they're very talented.
They don't make a lot of mistakes. They're very precision and very disciplined, and they, well, just like Mount Vernon, they do what they do, and they do it very well. And they don't get too fancy.
They present a lot of challenges. The first thing they present is they probably play maybe more so than anybody on our schedule. They play more kids one way, which allows them, first of all, they have the depth to do so, for the most part probably. Allows them to play fast offensively. Mm-hmm. I think it allows them to do a lot of different things offensively, you know, formationally speaking. And they just do a really good job. They have you know, coaching their kids, and they throw a lot of different things at you, and it causes a lot of confusion on defense. And, you know, whenever you have good personnel like they have and they throw so many different things at you, the honest truth is sometimes you have to get lined up, and they go really fast. And so, you know, our kids just have to try to communicate the best way they can. And, you know, we're not going to totally shut them down. We have to, once again, our best defense has to be our offense. Mm-hmm. And that's a problem because their defense is very good too. You know, you start with their defensive line. The Clem kid has started for them as a freshman.
Yeah.
He's finally a senior. But if you're starting at a program like Gibson Southern as a freshman on the offensive or defensive line, that tells you you have to be. And if I'm not mistaken, I think this kid was an All-State kid possibly as a freshman. He's that good. He's capable of wrecking the game by himself, which I would feel a little better about our, you know, some things, but that's a hard position to get blocked or to take care of as a defensive lineman in high school football, that's good. So we'll have to do a really good job up front. And I really like their inside linebackers. These kids are seniors. I think one of them is Alexander, and the other kid's number 22. Both of them are kind of short, stocky kids, very strong, but, man, they fly around. There's not really a weakness on the defensive side of the ball. And, Alan, you could probably say the same thing on the offensive side of the ball, but I'll shut up in case you want to ask something else, and I can talk about their offense as well.
No, in high school ball, like we talked about, it's hard to cover everything from a defensive perspective, so you kind of have to give up something. And, you know, the other night at Boonville, the very first thing right out of the gate, Brady got a fairly long touchdown out of it because the tight end's something that's hard to cover. I don't know what Gibson Southern would give up if they've got linebackers that are that good and that clever. And I assume Clem plays a nose tackle, doesn't he? Or is he?
Yeah, he's defensive. He's defensive tackle.
Yeah,
interior tackle. But they've moved him around a couple of different places. I think, you know, maybe they're able to do some stuff on the back end. But, yeah, I think if your defensive line is as good as they have been, then, you know, sometimes you don't have to be, you know, perfect on the back end because there's not going to be a whole lot of time to get rid of the ball. You know, when you talk about not being able to take everything away, you look at their offensive. Foster kid was a good player for him last year, the quarterback. He's kind of the one that makes it go. He's a very capable thrower, but I would say maybe even a better runner. Their offensive line is experienced and good. I think they start a junior and a sophomore, but otherwise they're seniors up front. They got very capable running backs. The receivers are all steady. And, you know, Coach Hart does a really good job of, man, he throws the kitchen sink at you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it makes it very difficult. Yeah, I don't know if that's They're just very well coached, and probably that's a lot of that. You know, I'm guessing if you have kids that, you know, are mostly one-way players, which and maybe you can implement a lot more stuff and throw a lot more stuff at people. They're always going to have some new wrinkles. They'll have some new wrinkles for us this week, and the speed at which they go offensively, it makes it very challenging too. So we're aware of the task at hand, but we play these guys every year. You know, we're not going to be we're used to playing them. We know how good they are, and we're going to try to come out on the field and put forth our best effort, and that's the main thing. And you have to go into each game feeling like you can be successful and feeling like you can win the game, and absolutely, that's what we believe. And we know how good they are, and we have respect for the program they've been. But you know, we're gonna play to win the game as well.
You've got a lot of seniors that have seen them numerous times. Like you said, you play them every single year. You know, you had four seniors last year, and you've got, what is it, 16 this year?
Or we do.
16. Yeah. That goes a long way toward not being shocked and surprised by what they're going to see on the other side of the ball. You were talking about their players playing one way. That has to be a pretty huge advantage when their offensive players, linemen in particular, go over and sit down, and their coaches can go over with whatever the previous series was get them up to speed, get them some adjustments during the game. Your guys are back on the field playing defense.
No doubt. I'm sure some of their kids, they do it by choice. I'm sure some of their kids that are playing offense could probably be one of their starting 11 on defense.
Sure.
That's probably a philosophical thing for them where they feel like, you know, it gets more kids on the field. And I'm sure when it comes time in the past, when it comes to postseason or, you know, they get some more meaningful games deeper in the tournament, they've played some of those guys that might be offensive linemen during a regular season on the defensive line. But, I mean, yeah, if you can do it, why not? You know, I felt like we were going to have a little bit more capability with that when we started the season. We've kind of had a few kids go down and a few defections. So, you know, credit to them and their kids and their community. I think, obviously, they have a good program. It's a great community. Their kids are actively involved. And, I mean, they excel at across the board in multiple sports, and football just happens to be one of the better ones. I would say that, you know, there's a lot of positive things going on in that community. It's probably a good place to be, and they do very well. And so, but with that being said, there's no reason why, you know, we're gonna suit up and feel like we can be competitive, and we're gonna battle as hard as we can. And you take the field every week thinking you can win, and that's the expectation, and that you go take the field to win the game.
I got a sense from these two seniors that were in here earlier that they're seniors and they're ready to go out and do it. They're not shying away from anybody. They're going to meet this head on, and they believe in themselves too.
Well, there's no reason, you know. I think you take the field each week with the expectation to win, and you also have enough respect for your opponent to know that if you're not your best, you have enough humility to know that if you're not your best or you don't play your best, then no matter who you're playing, you know, there's a chance you're not going to be successful. So you have to have humility when you step on the field, but you also have to have a sense of confidence that, you know, you can step on the field and expect to win each game. And, you know, hopefully that's how our kids conduct themselves, with confidence, but also with a little bit of humility as well.
You know, we talked about Gibson Southern doesn't make a whole lot of mistakes. They're very well disciplined and all. Mount Vernon hadn't made many mistakes this season yet. I mean, a couple of them here and there that we kind of nitpick about, but as that's your job, nitpicking. But Ryder's passing statistics are phenomenal, and part of that, too, he doesn't throw the ball. He doesn't make bad decisions with the ball.
Ryder does make good decisions with the football. You know, I would say that one thing that's happened so far is that we haven't faced a whole lot of adversity yet. You know, Forest Park, things went pretty well. And then I think we expected maybe a little more resistance week two, but we were able to control that game kind of from the opening bell. We know that this week there's going to be some adversity. You know, they played a Danville team in week one, who's a really good team in 4A, and they played a Rochester team they got beat by in week two, who has been a power in Illinois. So, you know, the schedules are kind of a little bit different what we've played. So we know that we're going to face some adversity with Gibson Southern because they're going to expose your weaknesses. They expose your weaknesses as a team and also as a coaching staff. And one of the things I like preparing for these guys is it sucks, but you grow as a coach. You learn because they do so many different things. So you have to think about things in a different way. So as miserable as it is preparing for them, I feel like, you know, when it's harder to prepare for an opponent, the more you stretch yourself and grow as a coach. So I in a way, enjoy that. I think you learn more whenever you're playing a caliber team like this.
Oh, yeah. It has to be one of the funnest weeks of the year just because of what you just said going into it.
I said it's miserable in some ways, but in preparation, but there's ways that that you do grow as a coach. And I think, you know, if you want to compete, then
that's how you do it.
You're getting a chance to compete against one of the best on Friday night. So should be a good atmosphere. Should be a good game. We're looking forward to it. And yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, you don't improve yourself by playing cupcakes every week. So and I'm not insinuating anything about the last 2 weeks' opponents, but you want to play the good quality ones, and that's what you got coming up these next couple weeks.
No, that's no slide. So, that's no slide to the first 2 weeks. I mean, you know, Boonville's had a good program for a long time now. We thought we respected them, so we know that we're going to face some adversity, you know, Friday night, and how we handle it. You know, I hope we handle it well. The truth is, sometimes when we're dealing with kids, you know, so we'll find out, and hopefully we can put them in positions too where, you know, we can have some success as well.
That's where your senior leadership will really help you out, because, like you said, sometimes you don't know with kids, but they know, and they're going to pump each other up. The ones that aren't as confident, the other ones will know it, and they'll get them bumped up and ready to go.
And to summarize, like I always said, if you prepare the right way, which hopefully we can have a good couple of days of practice here, if you prepare the right way, give your best effort, then whatever the result is, win or lose, you can live with. And so that's every week, no matter who you're playing.
Absolutely. And with that, we will conclude the show and tell everybody, come out Friday night, bring your noisy neighbors, make it loud and raucous, and support these kids. They work awfully hard, as does the coaching staff. So with that, I'll say good night to all good sports and turn it back to Dave at 106.7 WMVI.
You've been listening to the Mount Vernon Wildcat Coaches Show on 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. This broadcast has been brought to you by the Posey County Co-op, United Fidelity Bank, Auto Car Trader, Crane Credit Union, Expressway Chevrolet, Bud's Hardware, the Mount Vernon M Club, Expressway Jeep, T. Milam of Erie First Advantage Realty, Russell's Excavating, Keitel Eye Care, GAF, and Tequila's. Keep up to date with Mount Vernon sports on your home of the Wildcats, 106.7 WMVI and PoseyCountyRadio.com.